My colleague Robert Siegel is also in New York, and he's been talking with Republican leaders at the convention.
In an election season when centrist swing voters are much in demand, Senator Bill Frist of Tennessee, the majority leader, turned in a deft parliamentary maneuver. As chairman of the platform committee, Frist oversaw the tacking on of what GOP moderates here refer to as the big tent language. Although the platform is very conservative on social issues, the big tent amendment says dissenting Republicans are no less welcome in the party despite their differences, typically on abortion or embryonic stem cell research. I asked Senator Frist today what GOP moderates can expect in the way of policy that might acknowledge their views.
That particular amendment, which is really put at the summary stage of the document that summarizes every platform item in there, is that we are the party of the open door, that diversity is a strength of our party and not a weakness. People can interpret that how they want, but what it does mean is that not everybody has to agree to every single thing in the platform to be a Republican and to be a great Republican. And we heard that reinforced by Arnold Schwarzenegger and so many others over the coming weeks.
Certainly, many delegates here who favor abortion rights, who would call themselves pro-choice, point to that clause and they say that was good news for them. In what way will those moderate Republicans see some actual policy action that they would favor?
Well, you know, the platform doesn't say that, and there's certainly no reason it's in there to give people justification to expect that.
Do you expect anything other than an anti-Roe versus Wade position on abortion?
Well, the position on abortion is elsewhere in the platform, which is a pro-life, respect for the dignity of human life position. What it does mean is that you can be pro-choice and also physically conservative, that you can have the dignity of the individual with freedom and hope and opportunity and the other Republican principles on a whole range of issues, still be a Republican. And there are a lot of pro-choice people who are Republicans, and yes, they are welcome into the party.
You don't necessarily see your own principles reflected in the actions of the party.
I'm pro-life. The pro-life platform in the platform itself is very strong.
I'm going to ask you about the keynote address by Senator Miller last night. One thing he said very plainly, Senator John Kerry says he would not send U.S. troops into war without United Nations approval. We just can't find this as something that Senator John Kerry actually says. Did Senator Miller go over the top with that charge?
I have not fact-checked the speech, and that is for others such as yourself and others to do, and I would encourage people to do that. I think the gist, the spirit, the substance, the implication, the suggestion is the reality that John Kerry looks more to how other people view U.S. leadership rather than the U.S. leading in terms of whether it's democracy in this country or relations with other countries or going to war. When it comes down to, for example, removing Saddam Hussein, regardless of what the United Nations might come up with, and again, they reinforced that, that what is important is to do the act consistent with United States leadership.
But you said, as journalists should, and Democrats should, they should be fact-checking what Zell Miller said.
Absolutely.
Did the convention fact-check what Zell Miller said?
I have no idea. I didn't see the speech. I heard it like you did last night.
Isn't there some irony, though, in the delegates chanting flip-flop, flip-flop? And the speaker they're chanting it to is somebody who has had a remarkable change of heart on a number of scores over the years.
The people running for president are for re-election, President George W. Bush. And does he flip-flop? No, he acts with boldness, courage, and real clarity. But the other person running for president of the United States is John Kerry, and that's the issue that voters have to decide. Does John Kerry flip-flop? Does he have two Americas and try to represent them both at the same time? I think only his statements, and we talked about fact-checking, and his Senate votes will determine that.
Senator Frist, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Republican Bill Frist of Tennessee, the Senate Majority Leader, who is also chairman of the Platform Committee of the Republican National Convention.
There's more of NPR's coverage of the convention at our website, npr.org.